The IRS is generally good at managing its own finances, but the Government Accountability Office took a look anyway. Auditors found 13 problems with internal controls at the IRS, and they had a slew of new recommendations. Joining me with more, Cheryl Clark, Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the GAO. Ms. Clark, great to have you on.
Thank you.
You said that these are not material weaknesses, but nevertheless, there's a list of 13 things that the IRS needs to do better. That seems like a long list of immaterial weaknesses.
Well, that is a fair question, particularly in an environment where IRS is operating within a tighter budget. But it depends on the significance of the deficiencies. For one thing, it's not always so much the number of deficiencies that counts, but it's the nature and the impact of each. They're not all of equal significance. The new deficiencies that you mentioned that are included in this report that we're discussing today are certainly important to sound financial management. However, there are other ongoing deficiencies that we have continued to report along with our audit of their financial statements that, while they may be fewer in number, are far more serious in magnitude. But I do think it's important to note that IRS has resolved many of the deficiencies that GAO has identified in our past audit. For example, just in the last year, we have confirmed that IRS sufficiently addressed 17 of the 42 open recommendations from our past audits. However, with the additional 17 new recommendations we're making in this report, there are still a lot of actions that IRS needs to take to strengthen its financial reporting controls.
All right, so you took away 17, added a few more, and these are ongoing issues. On the list of the latest 13, I see that accuracy and completeness of tangible property and equipment and accounting for assets in the general ledger, those strike me as things that might be a little bit on the more important end of the scale.
For us, all of the control issues are important. Those particular issues that you point out really have to deal with the effectiveness of IRS's internal accounting and reporting processes. There are other areas in the report that we actually think may be of particular interest to taxpayers, and those issues, they seem to cover more about losses to the U.S. Treasury, protecting sensitive taxpayer information, and making sure that IRS accurately accounts for taxpayer information.
For example, oversight at taxpayer assistance centers might be one of the ones where you'd worry about what's going on there. What is that one all about?
Okay, so congressional and taxpayer expectations that IRS will safeguard the large volume of sensitive information and payment receipts that receive from taxpayers is justifiably high. Many IRS facilities are open to the public and often have a large number of employees and contract staff working in them, so it's imperative that IRS ensures that these facilities are secure. Our issues there, we believe IRS needs to tighten their controls over contract employees as well as employee access to taxpayer accounts and make sure that its employees adhere to security procedures. I mean, one of the things we point out that we have ongoing open recommendations has to do with security alarms. You know, IRS needs to make sure that these alarms are functioning at all times just to protect its own employees from physical threats.
And there's one here, certification of manual refunds. Is that intended to make sure that Joe doesn't just write a check to his Aunt Harriet for a refund and it doesn't get into the general system and oversight?
Exactly. Those are manual refunds where they don't go through IRS's automated systems for one reason or another. So it's important that the employees at IRS have good controls to make sure that those refunds are valid and are accurate.
What would you say then of the 42 recommendations that you have now? You said some were solved, there's some still outstanding, and you've added some new ones to it. What do you think is basically the most important thing IRS has got to do now?
The most serious control issue that is still out there, it's still open, has to do with IRS's ability to accurately report the amount of taxes that the American taxpayers owe the federal government. And this issue stems from system limitations and errors in the taxpayer accounts. And this issue has been going on way back to our first audit back in 1992. The basic premise here among taxpayers is that IRS should bear the burden of proof whenever there's a disagreement with the taxpayer. But what happens often is the information in IRS's accounts is not accurate. And this places an undue burden on taxpayers to prove whether or not they actually have taxes that they owe the federal government.
We're speaking with Cheryl Clark. She's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And so, as you say, this goes back a long time, back to when the IRS had big budgets. So it sounds like less of a budgetary issue than maybe an attention issue?
The leadership over time definitely has taken control of this issue. I mean, the good news is IRS agrees that actions need to be taken. More recently in the past years, they've come up with a very good remediation plan to get at this issue. Unfortunately, this is one of those issues that definitely requires technology changes, and it is more costly. But they've laid out a plan, and we believe with the proper leadership and the sustained attention that they've been giving to this area, they should be able to complete these actions in a timely manner. I think they're estimating another 3 to 4 years.
Because around 1992, when you said GAO did the first audit, that's about the time they launched the most recent version of tax system modernization. Maybe that should have been something earlier on the list of priorities in tax systems modernization to know what people do, in fact, owe the government.
That is a very good point. I believe the systems weren't originally designed as a system to function in a manner that would continually account for liabilities from taxpayers over time.
I imagine this is a particular issue Congress is probably interested in also.
Yes, this is the one issue that causes us to us and IRS to make $1 billion of audit adjustments to their financial statements in order to produce reliable financial statements. So definitely, this is the one issue that GAO keeps reporting on, and IRS, again, is very aware of it. They agree with it. It's just one of those more costly issues to fix.
And so do you think that maybe the fact that it's will take 3 or 4 years, as you point out, is a result of the very stringent budgets the IRS, I mean, in real terms, their budget has dropped pretty dramatically over the past 3-4 years.
Yes, it has. And maybe initially that was the issue. But based on what IRS has told us, the leadership has committed the funds to address the system enhancements that are needed. Apparently, it's just a very complicated process to go into years and years and years of tax data and put in these technological enhancements that will allow it to report more accurately.
All right, so you've pointed out some system problems, some IT system problems, also some physical facility issues, that the alarms work and so forth, that there's physical security. What about the human capital or skill issues? Are any of those accounted for or mentioned in these 13 latest points?
No. We definitely see areas where IRS can enhance their training programs, but we do feel that they're dedicating the resources necessary to address these control issues and to also prepare their financial reports. But there's definitely areas where they need to maybe reinforce existing policies and procedures, maybe come up with some new policies and procedures that are a little more detailed that will help the staff follow what the IRS intends. And so, no, we haven't come across inadequate or insufficient resources to address these issues. I think it's more just things they need to put in place, a better training program, just to continue to reemphasize the importance of controls to their staff.
Cheryl Clark is Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for that assessment.
Okay, thank you.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.